Camila Araújo, aka the girl from the Mr. Beast video, aka the queen of the Bop House, a highly controversial online creator known for advertising OnlyFans to children, emotionally abusing her younger brother, and calling poor people subhumans. Well, as many of you may know, in the past, I had already confronted and eventually roasted this woman. To be honest, I thought that's where my story with her would end. However, recently, her younger brother, Christian, had reached out to me asking me for some help. He asked if I could help him expose his sister for her nefarious behaviors, and explained to me that because as a child, he had been so tightly integrated into the promotion of his sister's OnlyFans that his real life off of the internet had been suffering dramatically.
You gotta think that your actions don't just happen, like, doesn't affect not just only you, but it also affects me. Next year, I'm gonna be applying for colleges, and I'm not sure if I'm gonna be able to do that with things that are on the internet. I might not even be able to get a girlfriend because people, like, they already know. In public, people ask me, do you really like your sister? Do you really approve of this? Like, I actually don't think this could work in my future.
So after hearing all this, I devised a plan to get revenge and finally help expose Camila for her wrongdoings. So working together with Christian, we were able to actually convince Camila that her brother had signed him and her up for an online Zoom therapy session. And after consistent nagging, she'd actually agreed to attend. However, here's the kicker. The therapists holding the session weren't actually family therapists. They were none other than me and fellow YouTuber, Vesh Remy. Guys, I am not gonna lie when I tell you that this call ended up turning into one of the most insane things I have ever witnessed. I am talking watching the fabric of an entire family just crumble before my eyes. But before we get into the main event, I first must let you all know that...
What we doing?
We playing Doomsday. I'm the last survivor, zombies coming, gotta shoot straight. Strategical gameplay, group the strongest heroes to help you defend off your base. Zombies up in your face, coming in relentless waves. Look, you can't run, and the game is free. Won't be spending any funds. In this post-apocalyptic world, you need your guns. Hella different game modes, different ways of having fun. PC, Android, iOS, whichever way you wanna play. Reinforce your shelter so it holds out through the night and day. PvP game modes, 99 other players in your way. Build your army, gather up equipment to survive the fray. Level up all of your weapons with wicked decisions. You cannot be trusted, the waves keep on coming. Get constantly tested, go boost up your armor, or you will be better. The zombies gon' get you, you will be digested. Make sure to never leave your base undefended. Play with an alliance and people you frighten. You must work together or you will be ended. Like, yeah,
we playing Doomsday. I'm the last survivor, zombies coming, gotta shoot straight. Strategical gameplay, recruit the strongest heroes to help you defend off your base. Zombies up in your face.
Yes, that's right, guys. Doomsday last survivors in here, and they are ready to hook all y'all up. Because if you download Doomsday with that link in my video bio today, you will get a free $300 in-game pack, a chance to win an iPhone 16 Pro Max, and anybody who logs in for 7 days can get the limited edition shelter skin. Also, guys, I have actually been personally playing Doomsday myself. The game is a ton of fun, and I recently just created my own alliance, so make sure to download with that link right now. Join the Packet Alliance and help me slay some zombies. Let's get it.
Okay, we're all here now. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, hello.
I would like to introduce us first. So my name is Ezekiel Jones. I've been a therapist now for over 14 years, and this is my intern Hubert. He's here to shadow today.
Hello.
So the reason that we've been brought here, and this is a family session, is because Christian over here had been reaching out to me privately about how he feels as though you, Camila, his sister, is treating him very unfairly and has been making him feel very uncomfortable with some of, let's say, the online activities you've been participating in. Now, Christian, would you like to be more specific and kind of bring up some of the topics here on, you know, why you're upset and why you decided to reach out to me? Ezekiel Jones.
Yeah, so I brought my sister here because, like, she's, like, ruined my life, basically.
Is this, like, a little two-man? Like, what is this going on? Like, you're being weird. Like, just say your fucking feelings so that I can move on with my day, okay?
Oh!
All right, come on.
All right. Whoa there.
Santa Claus?
Excuse me, let me remind you, this is a professional call, and cursing will not be permitted on the line.
You're a therapist. You should be able to deal with people being angry, sad, happy, whatever the fuck it is, so I can cuss and say whatever the fuck I want. You're not my fucking dad. So, I'm a therapist. I deal with all these sort of emotions and deal with it because I'm
reason I reach out to him is because no one is as good as him. The reviews on him are crazy. So
that's true. Check my IMDb and my Rotten Tomatoes. I have a 98% up there. You know, me and Hubert here are not very familiar of, you know, the online activities you were talking about with your sister.
Yeah, so
can you explain to us what she does and how this, you know, involves you?
So, she does this thing called OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Okay, so, therapist, you should have no
Camilla, come on now. Let me speak. Let me.
Shut up.
You want to get out of here.
One person at a time, please.
You always paint me out to be the bad person. You're literally just a fucking pussy and you can't deal with your own fucking emotions. That's what you should be talking about. You can't
just put a muffle on this book. Calm down. Let me speak.
Hey, at the end of the day, we are all family here. Okay, me and Hubert are more of an extended family, but listen.
Let me tell you something. Newsflash, motherfucker. You're not shit. You ain't shit.
Neither are you. You do only fans.
You are someone because of me.
You sell your body.
I'm just claiming to be Jesus Christ and the seven disciples. I'm just saying that I'm not a selfish cunt, and everything that I like do, I take you guys with me. You guys are like right there with me. I could have 100% made all this money and said fuck you to every single
one. You should have done that because my life is empty right now.
How?
I have people staring at me at school taking pictures without my permission.
It's everything you've ever wanted. I'm famous.
But they're taking pictures of me at school.
And?
I don't want that. It's creepy. You never had this because you dropped out of college.
Throw a pair of balls.
Jesus.
They dropped out of college. It's a dumbass dream.
You're mad. You're mad that you are known and you're well known and people act. Honestly, shut your fucking mouth because people actually.
You just shut the fuck up. I brought you to this therapy session.
Now, Camel Toe. We cannot curse here.
Okay. This is a bunch of bullshit.
Hubert Schellenberger.
I think let's call anyone fucking Camel Toe.
It says Camilla.
Listen,
I deeply apologize.
No, Pubert.
Bullshit.
Pubert,
yes,
you need to relax. Okay?
Yes, I apologize.
We do not insult our clientele.
No.
Okay?
We
keep things strictly professional.
And then you fucking get me on a fake fucking little prank.
Camilla. But
you think I
wanted
this attention?
The thing is, you may have chose the life of becoming an OnlyFans thought, but your brother did it. He never asked for this.
I didn't know what OnlyFans. You didn't know at the beginning of this call. So how can you call me a thought? People, you sound like a bitch.
Christian,
I don't know why you sound like that, but I'm over your shit.
Wow.
Excuse me. I'm not gonna take that. But you know what? I'm a professional and I act professionally, unlike you.
You sound like you have a dick in your mouth. Is what you fucking sound like.
I mean, you would know something about putting dicks in your mouth, wouldn't you?
Yeah, at least I make money off of it. And I don't sound like that for a fucking living. Disgusting.
Well, at least I don't do it on camera for millions to see. But
at least I get millions of dollars. And
oh,
I
really?
Do it again.
Well, selling your soul does have a price.
This is a bunch of fucking bullshit. So fuck every single one of you.
Okay.
Do you find it at all inappropriate, including a minor, in the promotion of an OnlyFans business?
Okay.
Using your young minor brother to promote your online pornography.
I'm not doing that, so
yes,
no.
You are.
How?
You put him in videos where you have him act for the camera that are centered around
That's
your OnlyFans page and then are used to advertise and funnel people to your OnlyFans page. Do you not see why that may not
that's
be
not,
a good thing to do?
That's
because
not
when
real.
You do that
that's
and
not
you
real.
Start
that's
including
not
children
true.
In your OnlyFans video promotion, it causes them to get bullied at school and picked on, and it ruins their lives. So instead of sitting here ungrateful, obnoxious bitch.
Honestly, if you seem like a motherfucker never got bullied, that's why you're a fucking weird therapist.
Damn.
You're a fucking weirdo.
Oh, you're gonna blame this on me? No, I'm tired of this, man. I tried to give you a chance. I tried to give you a chance, okay? Ezekiel Jones sat here for 25 minutes and he tried to give
you a chance. Here we go, guys.
Yes, I tried my very best. But you're unfixable. You're such an angry
fucking weirdo. You're not even a real
therapist. I'm a weirdo, okay? Keep popping that pussy for the fucking camera. I'm a weirdo.
And I will, bitch, because I promise you I make what you make in a year and a month, motherfucker.
I mean, Vesh, do you think she knows? Do you think she knows? Hey, did you notice how I said the word Vesh? Do you know this? Actually, Pubert Schellenberger is actually Vesh Remy. Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's fucking right.
It's not actually a therapist.
Oh, wait,
he's
wait. Wait, let me take
and
a wild
you
guess.
Who I am?
Wild guess, my ass.
The one that I made his career, the whole pack on.
Oh, really? You made my career? Really?
You made everybody.
You must be God. You made everybody.
How many subscribers do you have on YouTube, bitch? How much you make a year, bitch? What color is your
fucking car? Always involved money.
What you do? You want to talk about
you're not. You know all of this.
No. Talk about me.
Putting people down for a fucking living, you sick.
And your literal career is putting dicks on your ass.
You're no better than me, bitch. You're no better than me. You sick, twisted fuck.
You broke my OnlyFans.
You're so fucking sick of
children.
I don't give a fuck.
That's messed up! That's insane!
Fuck off for 2 seconds, let me explain. I do my job. I have to market my company, and that's OnlyFans.
And you could
have
done that a different way.
You don't mean
shit!
You're a fucking god. Shut up for 2 seconds.
No, I'm not. I'm not with your petty bullshit.
You understand the problem? You understand the problem when you own a YouTube channel with millions of subscribers and you make videos, you make YouTube shorts. Excuse me, wait a second, Christian. You make YouTube shorts of form of content that is largely consumed by children, and you have one video where you're like, hey guys, today we're gonna be going into Starbucks and seeing if we could order everything off the menu and try it all, just like a Mr. Beast video, a video engineered to hook children in. No, listen, you are making videos to hook children in. So one video is, oh guys, we're gonna throw balls into cups and see which ones lands, and the next video is, hey guys, go enjoy my fucking OnlyFans. You are funneling children to your fucking OnlyFans through your YouTube channel. Understand? Do you understand why that may potentially be a negative thing? And all the while you're doing it, you're using your younger brother to fucking promote it and ruin his life.
I will never feel bad because my brother is my brother, and I feel like as a brother, he should want to make videos with me. And he should want me to.
But as a sister, shouldn't you want your brother to feel comfortable walking from class to class in his own school without getting patronized and bullied by the kids in his class?
He's perfectly fine. He's not.
Clearly, he's not. He's
not.
He was on the verge of tears before. Guess what?
He was. Maybe.
Shut the fuck up for 2 seconds.
He was on the verge of tears before, almost crying.
Maybe if he was actually upset, maybe he should actually have called a therapist instead of calling some fat fuck on the other side of the screen to have him roast me when I literally made his career too. And that's so fucking funny because I literally made you, Christian. And not to mention you fat fuck behind the fucking screen, I made your ass too.
Oh, really? You made me? Okay, you made me.
Bitch.
Camilla Awa Noodle Campbell Toe made me. Really?
Yeah, the fuck I did. Yes. So, what's up? It's so funny how you still won't show your face. So what is good with you, bro?
My face? Can't you just look at my Zoom profile picture? No,
also, turn your camera on.
Don't ever compare me to you.
Turn your camera on then.
I'm honestly done, bro. I'm done with this, bro. I didn't think I'd have to ever do this again, bro. But this is what you get. This is what you get for being a clout chasing, disgusting, degenerate, horrible sister, horrible daughter. You are a
if you're seeing this video, just know I made it. You're watching it because
How you finna see your line claiming that you made me? Finger blast yourself on camera just to hold a lamp key. Only thing you ever planning out is the plan B. Stop showing your tits and show some respect to your family. Yeah, shut up, bitch, you know the name Ezekiel Jones. Me and Pubert in this hoe, we coming straight for your tone. Look, man, I'm really tired of you OF hoes. Always getting beef slid inside you like tacos. Flex on everybody cause you feel with insecurity. Showing out more pussy than Jack behind the security. Promoting former kids, we need to call the authorities. Only person that can lick your ego up is Hercules. Your attitude is awful, you a self-righteous spoiled hoe. Getting all your pies plunged for coins like it's Mario. Consuming every ball you see like we playing Atario. All this off the tone, I ain't rapping any bars I wrote.
How you treat your own brother, man, it's truly just a shame. You ruined his whole life to get the money and the fame. Ferraris, Lambos, Gucci, yeah, you could say that they cool. But how your kid gon' ever safely walk through middle school? Look, man, it's a bit of your mama using a dildo. I wish I had a time machine just so that I could say, bro. You ain't ever thinking about anybody but yourself. Rapping faster than the time your career has left on the shelf. Soon you'll be left in the past and ain't nobody gonna fucking care. Face gon' have the wrinkles and you'll slowly start to lose your hair. Heading down the wrong path and you ain't even try to steer. Every time your father sees your videos, he sheds a tear. Inviting Midas to the Bob House is really sad to hear. A job application and some pants is your biggest fear. Fuck you, fuck the Bob House and all these damn hoes. Fucked around with Pack and I just put your ass on hush mode. Bitch, what you gonna say now? What you gonna say now? Shut your bitch ass up. The fuck?
God, I've had enough.
Yo, Pack on, make sure you put me in the thumbnail so people watch your shit because of me, bitch.
Okay,
put me
bro.
In the thumbnail.
Okay,
put me
bro.
In the thumbnail.
Good luck
out
with
here.
Your family. Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah. Christian. Christian, I am so sorry that you have to deal with that. I genuinely
You know
am.
What? I feel better now. That was a dumb, yo.
I'd pay for another therapy session if that was amazing.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, and the moral of today's story is if you have a sister that starts an OnlyFans, you're f***ed, but you can always call me and I'll help you out. All right, guys, have a great day. Bye-bye.